This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
Heavy bombardments were reported overnight and into Sunday in the area of Khan Yunis and the southern city of Rafah, as well as parts of the north that had been the focus of Israel's blistering air and ground campaign. Many of the territory's 2.3 million people are crammed in the south after Israeli forces ordered civilians to leave the north in the early days of the two-month-old war. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Plumes of smoke and explosions could be seen in the early hours of Sunday morning, the third day since the week-long pause in fighting between Israel and Hamas has ended. Seven Palestinians were killed, several others injured in an Israeli raid on a house in East Rafah. The Hamas-led Interior Ministry said on Sunday, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli military said on Saturday it had hit more than 400 targets since fighting resumed on Friday. With planet Earth running a fever, United Nations climate talks focused Sunday on the contagious effects on human health.
A lot of people know that climate crisis is a health crisis. It affects you with air pollution, of course. That's what people might think of right away. So your lungs, but also your cardiovascular system, so that's your vessels, your heart. But it will also affect with the rise of infectious disease, more antimicrobial resistance, and of course all the refugees, climate refugees that are going to be in insalubrious condition, food security. If there's no food and we all starve.
A Canadian nurse attending the conference under a brown haze over Dubai. The COP28 summit moved over the past 2 days of lofty rhetoric and calls for unity from top leaders to concerns on health issues, like the deaths of at least 7 million people globally. This is VOA News. One person died and two others were injured after a man attacked tourists in central Paris near the Eiffel Tower.
At first, I didn't know where he was. And as I was reading the article, I found out it was in the near the Tour Eiffel, where my colleagues are staying now. So I thought that I had to know the exact spot because I have to let them know and for their own safety and for my safety too.
Police quickly arrested the 26-year-old man, a French national, using a taser stun gun. The suspect had been sentenced to 4 years in prison back in 2016 for planning another attack and was on the French Security Service's watch list, was also known for having psychiatric disorders. One person died, 11 missing after flash floods here hit near Lake Toba in Indonesia's North Sumatra province. The country's disaster agency said scores of people have been evacuated and rescue efforts are underway. North Korea's media on Sunday said its reconnaissance satellite operation office has begun its mission as a military intelligence organization.
Citing a statement from North Korea's defense ministry spokesperson, state media KCNA reported that Pyongyang would respond to any U.S. interference in space by eliminating the viability of U.S. spy satellites. When asked if Washington had the capability to interrupt the North satellite reconnaissance operations, a U.S. Space Command spokesman said the U.S. could deny an adversary's space capabilities using a variety of means. That's according to U.S. broadcaster RFA. North Korea says it successfully launched its first military spy satellite on November 21st, transmitting photos of military installations in the U.S. mainland, Japan, and the U.S. territory of Guam. The U.S. targeted the North with fresh sanctions on Thursday.
Among the things they said the satellite took photos of was the White House, the Pentagon, and U.S. military bases in South Korea. Scores of Kenyan troops flew out of the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on Sunday, marking the start of the withdrawal of a regional force after Kinshasa did not renew its mandate to help fight M23 rebels. Congolese President Felix Tshisekedi repeatedly criticized the East African Community Force since its deployment in November 2022. More news on our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman.